How do I write? What is my writing process? I can say what it's not, and that's any sort of tidy movement from A to B to C. It's roundabout and random, more A to pineapple by way of a Google map of Birmingham. Everybody knows it's shoddy work to mix metaphors or jumble similes. But in trying to describe what my writing process actually is, I find myself using a whole array of comparisons that are full of simile mixing and metaphor jumbling. Take the "where does a new novel start?" question. If the brain is like a cabinet of curiosities, full of memories and experiences and half-forgotten facts and impressions, then for me, a new novel idea comes as a result of pulling open dozens of drawers at random, dumping their contents on a table and shuffling them about, and then going on doing that until there is a moment of ping, and I have a concept, a what if, an embryo world, a whiff of a challenge, and then I'm off. At this stage, I have a writing style that can be described as water boatman-like. I write what excites me most at that moment. A scene here, a scene there, concentrated whirling on one spot before ricocheting off to another to whirl again. Eventually, I have enough scenes to start to sew them together. As I do that, if I can't think how to make something work or make a seam seem seamless, I put square brackets around it and go play somewhere else. Eventually, the holes begin to be closed. A point comes where I must hunt down what cowers between the brackets, and one by one, I pummel them into prose. I've slowed down at this point. Doubt squats on my shoulders like an itchy shawl. I crawl forward, grapple with a bit at the beginning, move words about at the ending, rewrite the middle until everything stops. I have hit chapter 14. Every book has one. Of course, it could be called something else, like chapter 10 or chapter 27. If it were always chapter 14, I could just refuse to have one in the book, skip it, and boldly go straight from chapter 13 to chapter 15. But no, it moves about. It's the beast. It's the logjam. It's the devil's elbow. Like an old photo I have of a bus stalled on a virtually vertical Scottish hairpin turn. Though, in the photo, the passengers have helpfully disembarked, ready to give a shove if needed. Catch my characters doing that. And then, for no discernible reason, like that moment when the hair-clogged drain miraculously, gloopily clears, the book's done. As done as it can be when it's only been just me and it for all those months. What's going to come next will be like booting a baby duck off a high cliff in hope that when it hits the ground, it will bounce. Because what's coming next is editing. Proper editing by another person, quite a number of other people. It's the only way my duck can become, if not a swan, at least a better duck. But that's a metaphor for another day.